Hey, honey, what's all this here about you went to the doctor and got your shot? I thought you got over them hot flashes. You didn't? You still got 'em? That's good. That's a sign you're still young and alive and your blood's flowing through your veins. And you still got some life in the old body. This is my weekend to work, but I don't think I'll have any trouble getting there because we have those good snow tires. Hot dog. I received two letters from you. One had a nice picture of you, and the other had your W-2 form from aid. The amount of federal income tax withheld put me in another shock. That's as much money as I make all year at hard labor. I want to ask you what you mean by hard labor here. I want to ask you if there's some inference that old cowboy is you underscored hard labor. Aha. Well, I told you, you should have gone to college or you'd be as cagey as I was then. I got my old friend here, Ed Dillery. He's been working on his income tax and he's about nuts. He's going into shock. He had to pay out a big stack. I think he was talking the other day about putting some money in the stock market, but I think now he's going to give it to Uncle Sam just to keep out of jail. About that right, Ed?
That's about right.
Did you settle your problem? Did you find out the solution?
Yes, sir, I'll show you mine.
Well, had a little interruption there. Ed was worrying about his income tax. I don't worry about mine. Well, Uncle Jim has sent you a note and said cost us a little money. Okay, you can all you can spend on that place. It's the only chance we'll get to write off anything. If it puts you in the red, that's all right. It'll come out in the next year's income tax. I feel like you about Uncle Jim taking care of the place. That old boy, he knows how to do that housekeeping, don't he? Louis trying to exercise, you told him about on your tape, and he thinks they're helping his back. I don't know whether I told him all of them. There was four movements. First just lifting one leg and then the other, and then lifting his head up, holding it a few seconds, letting it down. And then kind of arching on his heels and his head and squeezing his buttocks in, roll them in real tight, hold them real tight, and then let them down and sink down again. And do that about 10 times. Do the same kind of arch, only throw your shoulder blades together and do that about 10 times. And I tried it for a little while. It seemed to help me, but then I quit trying it, quit working on it. It's quite a pretty good deal. My back hasn't hurt me. I can feel it, though. I've been pulling on that damn machine and I don't seem to be able to get to pull as hard as I want to because I'm conscious of my back. Tell Ruthie that that machine won't let her. Yeah. How fortune changes. Oh, excuse me for changing the subject. This Ed was just working out his income tax and he was working it on a single man and he found out that he saved himself $700 by working on the married man's side. So it goes. Tell Ruthie that she's not gonna lose any weight on that machine. All it does is turn that weight into muscle. She gets so damn strong, she can lift up the front end of the car. 146. I always liked her a little heavy. In fact, she's something like me, I think. I'm back to 195, and I feel real good. But I get kind of ornery when I think about it sometimes, but I'm kind of relaxed, eating what I want to, and my britches haven't, I haven't started wearing my 38s yet, but maybe I won't ever need them. You say Bob's house has come along real good and they're real proud. I bet they are. I'd like to, I will see it, but I'll bet old Bob's just a strutting around up there, sweeping off the street in front of his house, and when them old carpenters and plumbers drive their cars over the sidewalk and get it dirty, I'll bet he runs out there and gives them a dirty look and sweeps it off again clean. Is that right, Bobby? You better, you're a farmer, but I'll bet you wish to Christ you never had to put in any more grass if you start landscaping your own house. You'll probably go nuts trying to get that lawn started and them weeds to growing or not to growing and the plants you put out to growing. Maybe you'll get disgusted and just throw some oats in there. Let it come up. Well, I'm glad you guys got a house, a good one. And I'm glad that Marge's getting the kitchen like she likes. Maybe I can bum a meal if I come back that way, eh, Marge? Boulder's a good town to live in. And you guys are going to have a good life off the farm if you don't starve to death. And I don't think you need starve to death in the land of the milk and honey, huh? Yeah, Florence, I read about the demonstrations that the knuckleheads had at Hayakawa's speech night. Threw chairs and bottles and anything they could get their hands on. Man, I don't know. I think I'd just march them guys down at the recruiting station. Put them on the first boat to Vietnam. That's sure a crime. That's sure a crime. Well, that's the way it goes. These things happen. That's the way this tape's going. She's just running off here like mad, and I've been running off at the mouth like mad. Haven't had an opportunity to tell you how much I appreciate your letters, honey. And this St. Patrick's Day card, I'm real, real happy to get it. It's a nice little card, nice little poem that says, I wish you a wonderful St. Patrick's Day, a glorious year, and then I wish that the Lord stand between you and harm till we can be meeting again. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Love, Florence. Well, honey, this is my St. Patrick's card to you. A big green kiss and a big old heather hug. You know that you're the best of the Irishmen in my family. You know how this old Welshman loves you. And I'm looking forward to getting home again where I can demonstrate like them students marching up and down the kitchen and in and out the living room and shouting, down with everything that don't have love in it. And up with love. And look out, Florence, here comes the kiss and all that stuff. And that old dog will run away, their tail between her legs. Think old Carly's gone crazy, shouting and hollering up and down and marching. if I get much more ambition, I'm going to run for president out here, or maybe mayor of this stunt country. I'm sure a healthy bugger. Sometimes I feel like I got the blues, but because I don't get around much. But since you sent them vitamin pills, I'm really full of everything. Man, I've got a wild one. Hell, 2 weeks ago, I couldn't be sitting up this late at night making a tape. But here I am today, passing the happy word around among everybody and keeping everybody happy and glad I'm with them and things that a guy likes to do, with men he's working with, and things that I like to do with gals he loves. And so, boy, keep them vitamins coming, honey. I've eat up the little bottle already. Take good care of yourself. You know how much I love you. And old Carly will take good care of himself, too. So good night, baby. Sweet dreams. Tell all the folks howdy. Tell all my cousins and relatives I said happy St. Pat's Day. Be good to yourself, and may the good Lord take care of you. And good night, honey. Good night. I just played some of that tape back to see if I was on the right track, and I hear a lot of background noises. The guys are right out my door here on our patio, and they're talking to each other, and that's just part of our little life. We're all cozy with one another. Pat my dog and say, "Here's Cindy, come on, baby. It's your master's voice again. Time to listen for a while. Old Cindy gal. Come on, Cindy. Come on, Cindy. Come on, Cindy. Every..."